Hello, my name is Linda Mather, and I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Portland. And you are watching a video voter's guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk about or talk with candidates running for the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the WISE Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me right now is Rachel Rand, who is running for the U.S. House District 3. District 3 covers almost all of the city west of the Willamette River. Let's start, Rachel, by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Thank you, Linda. I'm Rachel Lydia Rand. I'm a jazz trombonist and multi-instrumentalist. I played in the Navy for 7 years in the 90s, shipped off to boot camp right after Bill Clinton was elected, and I got the opportunity to play music for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton in the Navy. Played a gig with Ray Charles and did some high-profile things in the Navy with music. After the Navy, I got out in 2000 and tried to make it as a musician, and that didn't work. Ultimately, wound up being homeless for 4 years and lived on the streets for a year. While I was on the streets, I studied the math of collision detection and computer programming, and I turned that into a software engineering career for the last 20 years. I came up with the idea of running for office. U.S. representative and possibly even vice president. While I was on the streets, I knew I had my work cut out for me, and I'm on the other side of that work now. My platform is based on climate change action. I started riding my bike extensively in 1991 for transportation, 30 miles a day for almost 2 years, and I kept on riding my bike through the 90s for transportation and really for the rest of my life. I've been working from home exclusively for 12 years now, and I don't drive all, I drive way less than the average American, and that's what my climate change platform is based on, and that's why I'm running.
Okay, could we go a little bit farther with that? What changes would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change?
I started running for this office in 2017. I ran in the 2018 primary and the 2020 primary against Earl Blumenauer. And I wrote a paper on energy, researching solar panels and wind power in 2017 when I was putting my platform together. And the numbers were pretty staggering at how many solar panels we would have to create, and the intermittent quality of those renewable powers. It just didn't seem like it was going to be the full solution. And I'm a little discouraged with the idea that we're going to have to high power lithium vehicles in every driveway, like the old American dream. I was suggesting in previous elections that we work from home to drive less. Basically, I came up with the 40-40 plan, which is 40% of people working from home and driving 40% less. And ironically, that got tested in 2020 during the pandemic. We saw, 17% carbon savings for a month or two, and then went down to like 8, and then everyone was just like going crazy, and we went back to all this other stuff. But so now I'm such a I'm a mathematician, so it's like, well, the only way we're going to really get to the numbers we need to is by reducing population. Oil is not only a fuel that we use, but it's a substance we use to pave our roads and shingle our houses. And it's a finite resource, and it will end. And it's not just about the air quality,
Okay, let me first of all just take a break so that everybody knows where we are. We are listening, or you are, to a video voters guide interview and podcast with Rachel Rand, who is running for the U.S. House District 3. Now, Rachel, let's go back to a different question, which is, what, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
Gun violence is absolutely awful, and it's very distressing. And yet, the Second Amendment is quite clear that we need to protect gun rights. So we're in this, around the world, it seems like we have more violence here than quite a few places. I'm not suggesting any laws to combat this. It seems like we're beating a dead horse with that. It's just been crazy with trying to figure out a legislative way to do this. As a jazz musician and a trans woman being elected to Congress, I hope to be highly visible in the national media and drive inspire Americans to be less violent and be more civil.
Okay, great. What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action for voting rights?
I support the Constitution and how our voting rights work. I know there's a whole, my mom used to talk about what do you call it? Forgetting the term. The district borders and I forget the term.
Okay, I'm not helping. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, I'm just trying to blank on that, the redistricting battles, the parties and all that. A lot of people are very passionate about that, and I'm more on the engineering side of things and want to solve climate change and transportation issues and infrastructure issues.
Okay, well, this concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview with Rachel Rand, who is running for U.S. House District number 3. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Election
Jessica.
Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to keep informing yourselves about all of the candidates and exercise your right to vote, and also encourage others, your friends and family, to do likewise. Thank you for again, Rachel, and for all of our listeners.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media, licensed through Creative Commons.